Welcome to the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. This is your podcast for all things hockey. On this podcast, we talk about past history to the modern day and what you can do to grow the sport. I am your host, Adam Rothstein. All right, let's get to the show. Welcome in, everyone. This is April 9th. It's a Tuesday, and this is episode 141. We have a lot to talk about. The double IHF women's tournament. You're never going to believe this. USA has won it 1-0. USA, let's go. So we've got that. So Kirsten Sims from the Badgers fame. You know I don't like the Badgers on this podcast. She got the game winner last night. And oddly enough, if you didn't know, you could watch the game on X. So there is that. They had to go to overtime for this, so the Americans won this. We beat the Canadians at their own game, so three cheers for the IIHF women's team. Yes, of course. So I did want to give a shout out to Kirsten Sims, even though I despise the Badgers in all things. She earns my respect today on this podcast. So there's that. The big news is that Mr. Matthews just continues to just roll on and pursue his goal of getting 70 goals. Now, I put out a YouTube video last night of thinking that he would not pass Esposito's record, not Gretzky's record. No one's touched it. Touching Gretzky's 92 goals per season record. I don't think anyone's touching that in the butterfly era. But I do think it's possible that Matthews can get to 77 next year, depending on everything that goes forward. Now, he had some luck. He had some lucky games. He had a few hat tricks, But I think he's going to get one more hat trick, and he's just going to give himself a little more breathing room before the end of the season is up. Now, all he has to do is score one goal per every game for the next five games, and then he's golden too. It's very important to recognize that the Maple Leafs have been awful overall in the, throughout, since before Jennifer Lopez was born. Think about that, too. The entire time is that they didn't have anything going for them. They were close to getting to the finals in 02 and in 1993, but after that, it's like, what are you doing at that point, sort of thing? But now it seems like the Leafs really can, be that team too. I think that Pappy over there in Ontario is definitely playoff ready. I think Matthews is definitely playoff ready. He's ready to go too. I think Mitch Marner, Tavares, and Nylander are going to get... I think they have their heads screwed on straight at this point. I think at this point, they know they have to, give it their all at this point. They can't go back on it, too. Now, how are they going to face off against Marchand and the Bruins? Only time will tell, too. But yet, seven potential games coming up. And whose stamina is gonna? And the thing with that is that I just don't I honestly don't know who's going to win that series if Boston has to play Toronto at this point. But like there's a million and one things that can still happen out east too. The West is pretty much set. We know the Ducks and the Sharks are out at this point. But if I can just get this up at the moment, should have had that ready to go. But at this point, you've got the Bruins and the Panthers. They're at over 100 points. You also have the Hurricanes and the Rangers at this point. And the Rangers might win the President's Trophy, but we all know about the curse of the President's Trophy. So maybe it's okay to let the Hurricanes, you know, follow up with that too. So the Lightning are also going to be in this as well. They are. So depending on where and when and how the seeding works, or if the Maple Leafs jump the Panthers, there's a million and one things that can happen. But if they do wind up facing them, it'll be in the third round too, and that will also be the first time the Maple Leafs go into the third round of any playoff too. Because it was so long, because they only won essentially two rounds back in the original 6 days, and they never got past the second round in their entire existence. Think about this. This team has been around, or there's been an iteration of this team that has been around since telegrams were still in use, okay? Or the telegraph was still in use, and pocket watches were a thing, and people were riding steam trains. Okay, this team is old, and to tell me that even throughout all of this they couldn't compile a team to get to the Stanley Cup Finals in an era that had three rounds before you get to the finals is just baffling to me, too. But I think, you know, as much as I like to bash on the Maple Leafs on this podcast, I think that in the 2020s, you know, hell's going to freeze over and they're going to get it. I think, I don't know what's going on. I just have this weird feeling about this, that you're going to see this in the next 5-6 years, that hell is going to freeze over and Big Pappy is going to hoist the Stanley Cup in Toronto. And really think about the city of Toronto for a moment. You know, you had Joe Carter and Ricky Henderson in 93, and then in 92, the Blue Jays won it before that. And then they had that, you know, they won it twice in a row, and those were the only times they ever actually won it. Won the World Series too, and in fact those were the only times they've ever been to the World Series too. And the Raptors in 2019, the only time that they went to the NBA Finals was the time they beat Steph Curry and the Warriors, even though Steph Curry was out. It was not the time to, you know, it was a great time for Toronto, but you know, you still don't have the one championship you want too. But now with Pappy coming in, now with Big Pappy, with Willie Nylander there, and Mr. New York Islander himself, former New York Islander himself, John Tavares, your captain, you know, you have a chance here. To the Maple Leafs, it would be wonderful for the NHL if they won it, okay? Because it is, they, you know, after everything they've been through, they are the Chicago Cubs of the NHL. They have to give it their all too. I can't believe I'm saying this too, because right now I think they're in a good position to win it too. They would be the fifth seeded team at this point, and then maybe they'll face off against, but they have to go they might wind up going up against the Panthers again. But the Panthers got lucky, too. I think if they get past the Panthers, that they'll get rolling, too, at this point. But it is... It's going to be a tough one to decide, too. But if they lose to the Panthers in the first round, which is, again, possible, because I'm more of a Floridian now, they get, that would be the biggest disappointment. It's like, hey, Austin Matthews scored 70 goals and then he's out, sort of thing. I think at that point, maybe the curse really is real too. But I think the Maple Leafs did okay against them in the regular season. I think they'll figure them out enough, and that's where it counts too. Because Mr. Playoff Man himself, Mr. Matthews, I think he's ready for it. He's pulling out all the stops to get to 70 goals. That'll only make him better in the playoffs. Okay, as for the wild card, we can discuss this. The Penguins go ahead, too, at this point. The New York Islanders have surprised me probably the most out of the teams. I think the Islanders are going to make it. I think Gil Martin can just, at this point, rest easy. I think they're going to make it over there, because he is, okay, 3-4. Yeah, I think they'll make it at this point. But you still have like 5 games for some of the teams. The Capitals have 5 games left. The Flyers have only 4 games left. They've played 78 at this point. Now I've criticized John Tortorella so much on this podcast. His tactics need to change on what he's doing. You can't tell your players they play like shit and then expect them to get to the playoffs. Okay? You can't do this anymore. Okay? Stop telling your players they play like shit and they don't deserve to be there. You're only feeding the negative thoughts in their heads at this point. It's like, no, okay? If they mess up, it's fine. You messed up that play, okay? That's one thing. But stop telling them they don't deserve to be there. Because, of course, they're going to fucking believe it, okay? They'll believe it at one point. If you say that 16 fucking days in a row over time, it's fine. He would be a terrible coach for Connor Bedard at this point. I really believe it because he is from, he's Gen X. He's early Gen X guy who won a Stanley Cup with the Tampa Bay Lightning in the tail end of the butterfly of the stand-up style era. Okay, Happy Bullock was not doing butterflies when the Lightning won the Cup in 2004. He wasn't, and it was before the strike too. But tactics change too. I mean, this game has changed so much, and he really, and I think it was a bit of a foreshadow that, he lost to the Lightning too. So if they do somehow get into the playoffs, if the Flyers get into the playoffs somehow, they've got, they're done, they'll probably wind up facing, they'll actually probably wind up facing the Rangers, but, and you'll have like a Broad Street, tri-state area, series going on too, but there's that. Devils are definitely, I think the Devils are at this point eliminated. They have to win out. They would have to get They would have to like hope everyone loses and you have like this contention at some point. So there's that at this point. So there's that. Excuse me. I mean, you know, and it is a shame too that, you know, I think Tortorella did a good job too. I mean, they were not, but think about this. You were not expected to go on and win, you know, go to the playoffs. I thought they would at least get to one, you know, get deep. They certainly looked like that for a while back in February, but it's April now and you're going, and we're about to finish up the season. And they're not in position at this point. Out west, I do want to talk a little bit out west too. The Predators were one team that really surprised me this year. I think they're gonna do well at this point, but you know, I don't see them getting past Connor Hellebuck and the Jets, so apologies. Mr. McKinnon and Mr. Robertson, I don't think it, you know, if the Stars wind up playing the Avalanche again, I would not be surprised. If those two teams, those were the two teams that wound up playing in the third round for a chance to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. Vegas is, at this point, dancing on the chalk line. They're not doing that good. But Mr. Hurdle, Hurdle the Turtle, not, you know, I think the Golden Knights had a great run last year, but I think you're going to see the Avalanche or the Stars pick up, you know, more likely to pick up the cup out west than that. The Canucks, though, I think, you know, if you want another Canadian team to win it, I'm going to take the Canucks over the McDavid and the Oilers. I think at this point, you know, early on, they certainly lit the lamp early, and they were looking so good, too. But, yeah, I'll still hold on to either Colorado or Dallas taking this at this point. But don't sleep on Vancouver. I think they could certainly get to the third round if, assuming they play their cards right, or if they wind up playing the Stars or the Avalanche in the second round, depending on how things turn out. So just keep your eye on the Canucks, okay? That's it. So, the Capitals. I do want to end on this. What do they need to do in order to get past them? The Islanders and Penguins are going to need to lose. But you also have to get, but guess what? You have Detroit City right now. Yes, Mr. Larkin and Mr. Kane are in a wild card spot with 84 points at this point, but they're behind the Islanders. So, you know, a million and one things can happen with 4 or 5 games left at this point. So don't sleep on Detroit. Nothing is set in stone at this point out east, but you're going to have a battle out east as well. And I think you know, the Capitals are not going to want to sleep on anything at this point, but I'm going to pull up their schedule. Growing up a Capitals fan, you know, it was good. But today at 7 o'clock, guess who goes up against Mr. Dylan Larkin and Patrick Kane? Alexander Ovechkin. The Capitals will play the Red Wings, too. And this is important that they They have to win this in regulation. You cannot give them any points. Because guess what? They're still going to have another four games after this. And that's going to... And you give up a point to them at this point, you know, that's all over. So the Capitals cannot give up a point at this point. So they could be back in the wild card slot tonight. So hold on everything. All right? Just hold on. And then they're tied with the Islanders. And then everything's out of whack again. So we'll see this tonight. All right, that'll do it for this episode of the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. Be sure to check out the links below, subscribe to the podcast, share it with all your friends, subscribe to my Substack if you want to support me in any way. Link is in the show notes. And with that being said, take care.